National security officials are on high alert. We'll have more on that in a minute. But today we also learned there are new concerns about what we thought was one of the most sophisticated tools out there to keep terrorists off planes. Our chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross, has been looking into this, and he's got a lot more.
There are some 250 of the full-body scan machines in question,
shaking hands and place above your head like so,
being used at 40 airports across the country. Made by a U.S. company, L3 Communications, they use radio frequencies to scan for hidden weapons and explosives. At a cost of about $170,000 each, U.S. officials call them the best available technology. But that has now been challenged in Germany, where officials announced this week the machines and the software are currently too unreliable to be used. A 10-month trial at the Hamburg airport found false alarms 49% of the time, often body sweat under the arms reading as explosives, according to German reports. It's a very sensitive device, said one police official, and picks up traces of everything on a person's body. The machines were already controversial because of their depictions of the human body. And now privacy groups say the German experience shows the machines are little more than security theater.
The German experience has demonstrated exactly how ineffective the devices are. When they can't distinguish between body sweat and explosives or the pleats in a traveler's pants and an underwear bomb, it's not making anyone safer.
Passengers at Newark Airport said today they were surprised and concerned about the findings.
I didn't realize that they couldn't tell the difference between arm sweat and explosives. So, to me, very concerning as a traveler. I say we should reconsider.
The company that makes the body scan machines would not comment today, while a spokesman for TSA said the machines are the best they've got for now, and that since last year the technology has detected more than 300 dangerous or illegal items on airport passengers. Fortunately, no explosives, mostly drugs and knives, George.
Okay, Brian, thanks very much.